O divine Holy Ghost, thank you, Holy Ghost, for your vibration dwelling inside of our temple. We adore you, sacred Holy Ghost, on every coast. You who are sweeter than all French toast. You are grander than beef pot roast. We love you the most, the Lord Christ of hosts, divine Holy Ghost.
Amen. Thank you, divine Holy Spirit. We praise you. We treasure you. We thank you for your love which in each soul. Thank you for that divine love substance. It's you who gives us the love. Without you, we're nothing. We thank you for controlling our bodies, having us breathe, having our heartbeats. It's you that control this temple of us, which is the temple of Jesus. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Glory to you, Jesus Christ, baby. We thank you, divine Holy Spirit of love, magnanimous power of beauty and light. Jesus, Zoom light, Zoom energy, Zoom fire, Christ light, direct Christ light. We adore you forever and ever. Jesus.
We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Lord and Father of planet Earth. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your divine birth on this planet. We thank you for your physical presence of a being that looks just like all humans. We want to praise a God that looks like us. Everybody is looking for that, and it's Jah Jesus. We thank you, Jah Jesus, for that. We thank you for your love of pleading to the Father for a year or more to have us come to this planet to overcome and to become gods and goddesses. Thank you for that. Thank you for your assassination on this planet for us, the planet, and for all beings that come, that we may have a right to live forever in our temple. We love you. We praise you forever. John, Jesus, baby.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
You got that right.
Lord Jesus, home, we adore you. Blessed be the Christ, King of all kings, Lord of all lords. I love you, Christ. 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 Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus. Merry Christmas to Jah Jesus. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Christ is born. Alleluia. January 25, we adore you. 2015 and beyond. You know, my brother, earlier today, outside the Buddha lot, I hugged this beautiful sweetheart, and I said, Merry Christmas. She says, it's over. I said, no, sweetheart. As long as Jesus Christ is alive, Christmas is alive. She said, you got that right. You see, saints, sweethearts, Jesus Christ is eternal. We are doing the liturgy or the celebration of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is alive, wonderful. He still has his physical body. He still has his beautiful long hair. He got big muscles, and he got lots of love. Isn't that right, my brother?
You got that right.
This Jesus Christ is a powerful being, a powerful king, an immortal God, the Son of the Father, full of grace, full of truth, full of light, full of power, full of majesty, full of integrity, dignity, infinity, majesty, supremacy. And we glorify this great Jesus Christ, who is classified one with God the Father, equal to God the Father, just like God the Father. And we are to love Jesus Christ as we love God the Father, and then life and progress will ensue. That's how the Seahawks won the championship.
Go Seahawks!
Go Seahawks! They won that game on the other day last week, and as you people have seen it, we didn't take the points until the last 4 minutes and 52 seconds of the game. That was at the end of the fourth quarter. We were down by 18 points. Seattle Seahawks, USA, Pacific Northwest, where the Holy Ghost resides. and we beat the cheese heads. What do they call the cheese heads? Wisconsin Green Bay Packers. I said, bless them. They're known for their cheese. They are the cheese capital of possibly the world. But they just knew they had it. But you see, sweethearts, if those who watch the game or listen to it on the internet or on the television, on the radio, how they pray to Jesus and how they knelt down and they knelt down on the field. And Russell Wilson, the great quarterback, told them, don't give up. And the coach, Pete Carroll, don't give up. Have faith in Christ. You see, no one wins until the end. That's when the title, when the buzzer rings or goes off, and that's it, the last two-minute warning. And when the 60 official minutes are up, that's when the game is called. And it said, touchdown, Seahawks. Seattle is going to the Super Bowl. And they were saying that that no team has went back-to-back to the Super Bowl. Well, April Fool's, sweetheart, Seattle, Washington is doing it. Why? Seattle, Washington has the energy. Seattle, Washington, over there in the Pacific Northwest in the U.S. of A., they are on fire, and they are on top of it, and the Christ light is there very, very strong. The cities are being built up. They got over 35 cranes in the atmosphere. They're just building, building, building. The commerce is good in the Pacific Northwest. So we are gratified. Now, as we are talking about this love, those guys had a lot of love in their heart, and they had the faith in Jesus Christ. And so never has a team come back that strong ever in the NFL history. And last 4 minutes of a game plus tax, and they were down that many, and they came up and whooped the other team by 8 points, I believe 6 to 8 points, 28 to 22, 6 points, I believe. Anywho, we won. And we got the title above the Cheeseheads. And we are grateful. And we love the Cheeseheads. We love you, Green Bay Packers. We love you. And we pray Christ Jesus' blessings upon you. We're glad you on the early vacation. And we don't feel bad. And we're looking to put New England out of business, the New England Patriots, on February 1st, 2015, in the year of our Lord Jesus. Now, see, Christ Jesus is to be glorified in everything. Not just go to church on Sunday morning and sit there and listen to the pimps, and then you go home and they drain you of your green. You're supposed to live this life, would you say, my brother, every day?
Every single millisecond of the hour. You live this Jesus, as my brother says, my loving brother says. You live it. It's a way of life. Just like the Seahawks, they live by faith. They were down. You know, everybody, matter of fact, it was people leaving the stadium. Can you believe
that?
Holy Ghost
money.
City, Jesus City, they're leaving the stadium. You don't leave the stadium, especially in Holy Ghost headquarters.
Right.
Anything is liable to happen.
That's right.
It will happen for the positive. When you have Russell Wilson who's praying to Jesus, you have all these other beings who's praying to Jesus, they have the faith. That's where faith is activated. They are using their faith. Even though other people were doubting the team, they weren't. They say, hey, we can do this. He kept cheering them up. We can do this. We will do this, he said.
Right. We will
do this. That's the kind of faith that Holy Ghost City has, Jesus City, over there in Seattle, Washington, metropolitan area.
That's
flowing with energy. Matter of fact, it was so vibrant over there.
Yes.
The stadium was rocking. Up there, even the newscast said they were getting a little nervous because the voice is so powerful. It was just cheering. You got 100,000 out there cheering. And then you got, 68,000
in the stadium.
And that stadium was just, moving, the vibration of love.
Yes.
It had, I think, a 2 point on the Richter scale.
Yeah, 2.3 on the official earthquake Richter scale.
Because of the love of the 12th man over there in the great metropolitan area of Seattle.
Right.
People were on fire. People were hugging each other. It's a great love over there.
Yes.
Remember, that's Jesus City. Remember, that's the New Jerusalem. Remember, that's Holy Ghost headquarters. It has to happen there.
That's right.
We have to be on top. That is the land of freedom, baby, in Jesus. It's going on there. It's like my brother said, the karmas is going on there. That's the happening place on planet Earth. You say Jerusalem? No, the New Jerusalem over there in the West. Like I keep saying, the West is the best. You got that right. West Coast, baby.
That's right, baby. West Coast all the way. I don't think God lives on the East Coast. What do you say, my
brother? I wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I wouldn't go that far. But I know, hey, the West is the best, baby.
That's right.
Over there in Seattle, Washington, that's the best. They got the commerce. They got everything over there.
Yes.
You can't beat that. The West, that's why everybody's moving to the West. That's why traffic jams are up there now. You see people, I went up there last time. I seen license plates from New England to all over.
Right.
Yeah, because they come to the West. The
That's
West
right.
is the best. That's all I can say.
That's right, baby. The nature is beautiful. Now, dig this. Let me give you a weather, around the world weather, in a few seconds, about 60 seconds of plus or minus. You know, in the Holy Ghost, Washington, today, you got to look at your time zone because we're in Thailand with different, you know, time zones, different dyes. Over in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, the high today was 63 degrees. They broke a record. The record for this diet high was 58. Usually, it's a cool time of year. The average temperature for the month of January is 48 degrees. The temperature started to rise after the third week of December. So it's been warm, sunny, and all that excitement. Flowers are coming up. They got luloops. What's those luloops called? What do they call them, buds?
What are you talking about?
Luloops. Tulips?
The
flowers, tulips, the tulips.
You get me confused now. Tulips means?
That's the tulips. Tulips. Okay, the tulips are coming up. And I think some dandelions are trying to grow in the green grass already, and some of the trees are budding. And so, you know, usually the spring fever hits Washington State around February. In Western Washington, the leaves begin to develop in February. And March, it looks like May in most places. But anywho, they're coming up early. Is spring is sprung, people are happy, Christ is glorified, the seven spirits kingdom is over there.
You got
from
that right.
Enoch to our time. And so it's a blessed area because we love God Jesus Christ. And you see, in the great Northwest, the temperature, that's what I'm on the weather, I'm getting carried away here. The weather was the high 65, the low last night was 52. That's a summertime low. 52 degrees at nighttime is a summertime low for the Puget Sound at the beginning of May and June. So it was beautiful. Los Angeles, the high was 76 degrees with mild sunshine. Over there in Sacramento, California, it was 63 degrees. This is the U.S. right now. Over there in the U.K., our great friends in Birmingham, U.K., United Kingdom, the temperature was a mild 51 degrees. Over there in the great Canada, up there by the Vancouver, British Columbia, the temperature was 7 degrees Celsius. Over there in New York City, blizzard conditions. Snow, 3 feet predicted, 34 degrees, and temperature is falling. Over there in the New England state, where the cheaters have been hanging out, the temperature is a cold 27 degrees. Snow coming down, nor'easter, snow. It's God still over there. Snow's coming down. In Miami, Florida, I think Jesus is hanging out down there, 91 degrees. I could be off. It could be maybe that's 71. It could be between, I would say, between 71 to 91. And Miami, Florida, that's the USA. Over there in Dallas, Texas, I don't know if God is still there today. It's snow on the ground. Cold weather down there in Texas. It's usually a sunny place, Ezel City. I don't know what to say, but you need Jesus Christ and glorify his name. Glory to Jesus.
What about, hey, we need some snow up here in the Northwest here.
We do. We got to put
I mean,
Jesus.
I think over there, I think in Mount Baker they have snow.
Yeah.
We have Stephen Pass.
Yes.
Somebody was emailing, they just have, they skiing up there with some rocks. You can see the rocks.
Skiing on rocks.
It's the Holman, and who is the other one? Over high 90s. So Kwame don't have anything. Those people, they need some snow. You know, that's a big thing up there.
Yes.
Snow. They got to go up to Whistler or whatever to
that's
Canada.
That's right. Let's pray them snow in the name of
Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jaja Susie. Let there be snow in the Pacific Northwest.
Thank you, Jaja Susie.
Thank you, Jesus Christ, baby. Let it come down to Snoqualmie. Let it come down to Stevens Pass, White Pass, Alpental Pass, Mount Baker, Mount Rainier.
Thank
in your
Jaja
great,
Susie.
Glorious Jaja Susie name. We command the heavens to bring snow.
That's
we
right.
We command the clouds to formulate and let us have a good ski season for the niggas up there who want to be free.
Yeah.
Jesus, they need to go skiing.
That's
and
right.
Most of all, Jesus, I don't ski, but I'm concerned about the water level for the people, you
right.
know, for the people, because that, and the reservoirs, you know, when the springtime, we depend on the water from the mountain, because it's a natural country.
But they've been getting a lot of water, they've been getting a lot of rain, my brother.
That's true.
Floods.
Yes, that is very true.
Yeah.
we got enough water to share in California, you know, let there be snow in California and rain, because
right.
they need it too, Lord
right.
Jesus, because the West is the best. Forget the East. The West is the best.
Hey, I ain't going to say
no,
that.
No, Jesus.
That's going too far.
Yes, scratch that. We love the East Coast, Jesus.
But the West is the best, like
yes.
my brother said. You know, hey,
thank you,
on West Coast, like my brother said, from the seven spirits,
yes.
Enoch, the first one there,
yes.
he went up there. Then you have Daniel, seven spirits.
Uh-huh.
Then you have Moses, seven
yes.
spirits. And then you have St. John,
yes.
The
yes.
Revelator. He was a seven spirit. He was a secret one. Matter of fact, he was so divine. They call him divine because his words are direct, and the words that he had was bigger than the Bible. He had canon bigger than the Bible.
Right.
What happened? When they saw that, they took it out. They didn't want the people to know that. You know why? Because it's freedom. He talked about the light of Christ.
Yes.
He talked about how you deal directly with the light of Christ. And they said, the church people said, no, we don't want that because then that goes into our pocketbooks. We want to be in control here. But he said the freedom. That's why you don't hear too much about him. But believe me, this brother, man, he's had the truth straight out. And
there's
right. and it's so much that we don't know, but in that canon that we do know is very direct what he said.
Yes.
And then we go moving on, we have who else we have? Elijah.
Yeah, Elijah.
I said Daniel, Moses, Enoch, Elijah, Saint John.
Uh-huh.
And then you have the two olive trees. Okay.
Yes.
So that Holy Ghost city has the seven hills representing the seven spirits. Very sacred land,
yes.
very divine land. And then you also have the Puget Sound that's rumbling with the energy of the Christ light.
That's right.
So it's very dynamic up there. So you have positive and negative up there,
right.
but the positive is going to outweigh the negative because it's Jesus Christ's land, you know. So you may see negative happen up there, but believe me, the positive is definitely going to outweigh that.
You got that right, sweetheart. I tell you, that positiveness of energy, the Christ light, is our most intimate friend. You know, the Christ light is our bridegroom. We are married to Christ light, this divine Holy Ghost, the energy of Jesus Christ. That power is our friend. It's imperative that we quieted our minds from the wild adrenaline of activities and just relax in the mode of light of Christ, and to just feel the blood circulating in our body. Feel your heart beat. You know, take your thumb and put it on your heart. The back of your thumb, bend it like I'm doing right now. You bend that thumb and you put it on your heart. You can put it on your neck. You can feel the pulse beat on your wrist. The power of life, sweetheart. Just think if you was in the shower and you dropped dead. That would not be fun. Your heart just take a break. Go to McDonald's or something and choke up. You know, the heart goes by itself. And you say, heart, how come you ain't pumping? Well, I went to McDonald's. I had the worst meal. I'm not trying to downgrade McDonald's, but it's a fast food place. I just figured, you know, throw that in there for kicks. And they got choked up on the Big Mac. You know, and but the heart, but dig this, sweethearts. The heart, the human heart, don't take a break. Now, let's think about that. The human brain, when you wake up in the morning, the human brain wakes up with a revitalized renewal of 433 billion cells every morning when you wake up from your sleep. And when you wake up and you give gratitude and love and praise and thanksgiving and adoration to Jah, Jesus Christ, that energizes your brain. When your brain is energized, then the mind goes to work. And when the mind goes to work, then the thoughts begin to jubilate. And as the thoughts begin to jubilate, then your flesh begins to vibrate youthfulness, youngness. We have the antidote to young life. Many people say, many ministers say, oh, we're going to live to 120. That's all? That's nothing, man. Methuselah lived to 969 years, and he translated, not died. Not died. That was a misquotation. Like I told you yesteryear, Methuselah was right here in the Pacific Northwest in the ancient city of Enoch when they was building the kingdom of Jesus Christ, and he was permitted to tarry on the earth to get all these people revitalized and saved into the secret of life. And the antidote is from Jesus Christ. Enoch, the of old, knew of Jesus Christ. And Enoch and John were in love with Jesus Christ. Enoch of the Old Covenant was living in the New Testament times. And St. John the Divine was living in the New Testament. He was living in paradisical millennium times. He advanced in the future, and he brought the future into his own present tense by loving on Jesus Christ. Same thing we do. This great light of Christ is in us. It is our divine energy. A message to all you bald headers. I tell you, sweetheart, hair was given by the creator of the universe. The Lord Jesus Christ has long hair with energy and vibration. And back in the day, people rebelled against the Father way up in the spirit realm before we became human form. And they portrayed what the human body would be like in the ethereal realm. And the protesters against Jehovah and against his Christ, they chopped their spiritual hair off, and they walked around bald-headed, and they went into a protest against the creator of the universe. Now, we're not here to judge you about what's the hair length of your head, but, you know, it's something when you have the antennas or the hair. Hair is energy given by the creator. Moses, Jesus, Elijah, Atibadom, known as Adam in your English language, had beautiful long hair. Even the first lady, Lilith, before she cast herself out of light, she had beautiful flowing hair. And Laiva, beautiful long hair. What's the problem, my loving brother, with these people in the United States of America? No wonder we still hanging out in Thailand. Some people over there, bald head, nigga bite. I don't understand that, Jesus.
Do you just
people,
said it.
They claim to be Christians, and they're not imitating Christ, Jesus Christ? Oh, baby, you need help. Let me give you a chocolate bar or something. Let me help you out. Let me give you an M&M. Let me give you a Skittles. That's what the beast mode likes, Skittles. Beast mode is Marshall Lynch on the Seattle Seahawks United States football team, USA. When I say USA, it's located in America, not a USA a swim team, but the football, you know, NFL, located in the United States of America, for those who are listening. Marsha eats Skittles, and he gets energized. Now, I'm not promoting any candies or taking away, but I'm telling you, sweethearts, hair. Look at Russell Wilson. He said, I'm going to grow my now he's a quarterback of the Seattle Seahawks. He said, I'm going to grow my hair for this team, and I will win. And he did. It shows you. It's something in the hair that God, Jesus, made the human beings. You would think people that say they love Jesus Christ, they claim they love Jesus Christ, and they walk around like a hog head with no hair on their head. I can name some ministers, but I won't do that. And they look like a hog head, and they talk, boom, 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 boom. They talk like that. What am I saying? Am I making fun of them? No, sweetheart. I'm showing you the way you live portrays the way you are. It's important. It's imperative. It's important to follow the high principles of Jesus Christ. Because some people, they call in and they ask about the hair. You know, how come the Christians today have bald hair and the back of the dice of Jesus Christ, they had this and they had that? Well, they got taken off course. Now, the group Journey, the rock group back in the 1980s and the 1970s, they were hip. They had hair. They looked cute, handsome, attractive. And Peter Frampton, I believe, and Duran, you know, they had that youthful look. Hair brings the youth out into you. Baldness makes you look kind of old-fied. You know what I mean? But there's hope, sweetheart. If you have the tetters of the hair, the tetters, or any hair disease, check out Wendy Williams. She owns a wig for every minute of the day, let alone the month. Wendy Williams is a beautiful talk show host. Those who watch TV don't act like you're so religious, you don't know. And Wendy Williams, I believe she's a black American, I believe. And she looks pretty. And she has and she, you know, promotes wig hair. She, people who don't have hair, hey, you can do that. You can imitate to get long hair. The yippies, the hippies back in the day, they had long hair. And the book of Samson and the book of the kings and the book of the prophets, it says Samson had long hair. And when he let that woman trick him up, Delilah, then she cut the hair, cut it off or whatever, how they did it. And then he lose his strength. And then when he was allowed to grow it back, he gained his strength again. And people say, that's a fairy tale. No, sweetheart, it's not a fairy tale. It's in the Bible that most of you people worship. Look at it. Check it out and start worshiping Jesus instead of worshiping the pages of the Bible, and you'll be happy for the rest of your life, and you'll make Jesus Christ your life. And then you can be the wife of Jesus Christ. So, hair. What's the meaning of hair? Well, hair has electrified energy. It vibrates. It brings an illumination. It brings natural beauty. And just for the one reason, the Lord Jesus Christ himself, in the book of Revelation, the first chapter and the third chapter, and all through it speaks about this long-haired Jesus Christ, hair flowing down. It said the train filled his temple. What is the train? Not only a gown that he got flowing, but his hair flowing so beautiful, got the angels on each side holding the locks up so beautiful. If you can only look at Jesus, he is a handsome dude. He is a handsome God. He is a handsome guy. He's the Son of God. Another issue, Jah, J-A-H. Jah, that refers to the Son of God, Jesus, Jah, Jesus. It's verified in the Book of God by Annalise Skyrin, and it says, the name Jah or Yah means I shall be powerful, and Shua, when I am powerful. So you get Jah Shua or Jah Jesusi, or lazy folks, Jah Jesus, and it's not wrong, I say lazy. But you don't have to be lazy to say that, because my brother and I, we say, Jah Jesus. Today, when he met me, he said, Jah Jesus, baby. So, when I say some people lazy, they allergic to Jay Susie. They kind of scared, or they scared to put a jaw on that Jesus. But to inspire you, sweethearts, the name Jah means illuminated light. J-A-H, like our Gmail. What is it? Jah, J-A-H, all caps, Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, baby, B-A-B-Y, what is it?
At gmail.com.
That's it. JesusBaby@gmail.com. You can Gmail us any time of the day or night. We don't mind. We don't get mad. We already getting letters, and people want to know about this long hair business. And can we worship Jesus, the individual being? Yes, you can. That's how you get the Holy Ghost. You have to go through Jesus Christ, you see, to get this power. So this long-haired God, Jesus, yes, he is real. People say, well, they got pictures that he's short hair. Well, ignore that foolishness, you see, because what do people want to do? Today's society want to put Jesus in a crew-cut hairdo like today. They think he is a nice guy, real nice, born in 1990. No, sweetheart, he was born when he was born, 2014 years ago plus tax. You see? So it's like, hey, get excited. This same Jesus, the same one that lived back in the back of the book of Acts and the book of St. John, is the same one today that gives that power, the Holy Ghost.
You got that right. Jah Jesus, baby.
Jah Jesus, baby.
That Holy Ghost. Jah Jesus is the author and finisher of that Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You see, my loving brothers and sisters, this Jah Jesus, he made the Holy Ghost more merciful because he is the Lord of this planet. He is the God and the Father of this planet. You see, Allah Jehovah gave it all over to him.
How'd he do that?
He just, because Jah Jesus pleaded to the Father that, hey, we have to have some other kind of redemption plan because your plan is not working. Every time we see it, it's just, you know, calamities, the first world, the second world, the third world. He said, we got to do something. So, because Allah Jehovah got so infuriated, he said, man, it's just, he said, just let him go up as a spirit. Forget the human body,
right,
you know.
Right.
And so Joshua said, hold it, wait a minute. I got a plan. So he had to convince, it took over a year to convince the Father, you know?
That's right.
And he pleaded. That's why he's worthy of praise. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here. Nobody would be here, you know? You wouldn't have a physical body. You have to have a physical body to overcome. It's major,
yes,
to have a physical body. The ones, okay, like you know, my loving brothers and sisters, I'm going to say this again because there's always millions listening more than before.
Yes.
Okay, right now we're talking to the physical world here, planet Earth. People hear us in all nations.
Exactly.
Okay, we're also talking to people. Jah Jesus has allowed us to talk to people in the heavenly realm. They hear us right now.
Yes.
Jah Jesus has allowed that to happen. So all the people has left the planet or come to the planet, whatever, that's in the heavenly realm, they hear Son of God University right now. Now, we also have people in the hellish realm.
You don't say.
You don't say. And they are hearing us right now.
Really?
That's how merciful Jah Jesus is. See, it's because of Jah Jesus' mercy this is happening, you know, that everybody can grow in their realms. It's millions of realms. And
yes.
So in the heavenly realms, it's all kind of realms. Everybody's not going to overcome. You know, everybody is not going to want to become a god or goddess. Let's face it.
That's right.
We will like everybody. Everybody's in different realms. So we're talking to different realms, hellish as heavenly. And so all, so we're talking to a planetary system.
Yes.
This is a planetary system we're
right.
talking to. I mean, we're privileged to talk to a planetary system because of Jah Jesus. Jah Jesus has allowed that. And people say, how can that be? Jah Jesus can do anything. Remember, he's the God and Father of this planet. He can do anything he wants. Allah Jehovah put him in charge. So he can do anything. Our Jehovah, he's just sitting back, kicking back, drinking the brew, just saying, hey, what's next here? Matter of fact, he likes Planet Earth Family because
right.
he said, all kinds of stuff happened here, but I never knew humans could do this. He said, he loved this planet. He always joked. He said,
yes.
man, did you hear about this and that? See, I can't believe that. Because, see, on the other planets, it's so mild. I mean, it takes them eons to overcome. Here, you can do in a 60-year period, overcome and become a god or goddess. On there, it takes forever because everything is so tranquil, it's so perfect, and they work in the it's at a slow rate. Here, it's so negative, you can work real fast here.
Right.
And so everything goes on here. And so, you know, so Jah Jesus has a good plan. You know, that's why this earth is so hard as rock.
Right.
You know why? Because it can take all kinds of sin. If it was like Allah Jehovah so fragile, it would break. So it could take, that's why you see everybody doing everything here. They haven't died. They're doing everything. But then the mercy of Jah Jesus have this Holy Ghost talking to the wicked as well as the saints.
That's right.
Before it wasn't like that. Through his dispensation of the Holy Ghost and fire that became, and he came the planetary God of this planetary Christ, it's allowed. So he talks to everybody. So it's no excuse from nobody because he's talking to your consciousness. His yoke is easy. As you get into this Holy Ghost with fire, this energy that's all around you, in you, and moving through you, it breaks all the evil yokes of your negative, whatever it is, from sexual to Apollyon drugs to whatever. You lie, you cheat. It takes all that away by love, praise, and gratitude of that Ghost Holy.
Deflated football?
What's that?
Deflated football?
Deflated footballs. If people want to cheat in deflated footballs, I mean, hey, you know. Matter of fact, they're getting the run for their money. I mean, like, hey, the media is all on them. They shouldn't have never did that. They didn't do it one time. They did it two times, three times, four. I mean, come on. You know, play fair. You know,
we're speaking of the New England Patriots.
Yeah,
football team.
On the Super Bowl that's coming up.
Yeah.
They've been playing with an deflated football. You know, and they blame it. Matter of fact, they blame it on the weather. The coach did that.
Yes.
Whatever, you know. But the point is, getting back to this energy, and as you saw, the Seahawks used the energy.
Right.
Seahawks,
right.
baby. They use the Holy
That's
Ghost
right.
City. They use the energy. This energy is vital. It's a creative force. You know, as you be still, as you love this energy, as you spend time with this energy, it's not just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a way of life. As you be still and know that I am,
Yes.
You know, in you is being still and being glorified, and that's the God, Holy Ghost God in you. Jah Jesus is his name. As you say that, Jah Jesus, see, Jah Jesus is powerful. Jah Jesus is the name of the Son of God, Jah Jesus, and it's the name of the Holy Ghost. Check that out.
So
as you get into that Jah Jesus within you, that Ghost Holy in you, and you're praising and loving that, that's rejuvenating your whole body, your mind, spirit, and body. As you praise that, all your negatives are drop away. See, that's easy. He said, my yoke is easy. It's nothing hard. I know a lot of you want to go the hard way, what is it, 32 paths or whatever, and all this, and you take classes. But hey, Jah Jesus' way is easy. Jah Jesus' way, as you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and by getting the baptism of the Holy Ghost, by praising Jah Jesus, as you praise and worship Jah Jesus and ask for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you'll get this divine energy. And after you get this divine energy, then you go directly to the Ghost Holy. And yes. you start praising the ghost holy within you. And as you do that, your body becomes purified. I know people eat food, but remember, the Christ is in every atom of your body. So as you praise that divine spirit within you, which is the ghost holy, it electrifies every atom in your body. So every illness, every weakness, every evil trait, whatever it is, becomes eliminated. Because as you praise, it rejuvenates, and it just flips it around because it's a rejuvenated energy. And as that energy, as you praise that divine energy, you become to start looking younger. You start to drop, if you smoke dope, that'll go away. Just naturally. My brother's smoking some dope right now. and as you take drugs, it'll just... And you remember in Holy Ghost Revival when Shambach was around, people yes. were getting free
yes,
from
yes.
drugs.
Yes, they were.
How? By the power of the Holy Ghost. See, it's a power.
That's
and,
right.
And that power, you get rid of all your... Whatever negative trait you have will become dissolved as you get with that ghost holy. You become a completely new person from inside out. That's why we say the revolution is on.
Oh,
the
yes.
revival is here. People looking for it is an internal revival.
Yes.
And then as you become illuminated, then become oxygen, then people start seeing your new life.
Right.
You know, you don't have to go to classes. You don't have to go to the pimps for them to take your money and rob you. Remember, the Christ seed is within you. You are free. They didn't want you to hear this message. They still don't want you to hear this
right.
message because we're telling you like Jesus. Jesus has gave the edit for us to preach the truth to every being on this planet, on the planetary system, heaven and hell. So you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. And you're free indeed because you are free to live your life. Like you say, you could go to a Seahawks game.
Yes.
You could go to a concert. Nobody said you can't go to see whatever, whoever you want to see. If
That's
you want
right.
to see some earth, wind, fire, it's okay.
That's
you,
right.
So people say, well, we can't see that. Jesus means you can see. Jesus is not bound. He's not like some kind of curable. And people put him in that,
right.
and you put yourself in that frame of mind. It's a mindset. Don't let the pimps put you in that mindset that you got to be there and there. Remember, that energy is everywhere. If you have to go to the temple, you free can do it. Jesus gives you the freedom. That's freedom. It's very important. That's why America is so great. Freedom. Free, you have freedom. We don't want to go free doom. You get so much freedom, you start burning the flag, and you start doing all this other stuff and start downrating your president. That's
yeah.
free doom. You don't downrate your president. Look at England. They look up to the king and queen. See, we don't know nothing about that. And as a matter of fact, the police, a lot of them don't even carry guns.
That's right.
Here, man, I was in federal way. These guys had automatic weapons.
They were federal way?
That's the federal way of Washington.
USA.
USA, Puget Whoa. Sound. So how do they come with some automatic? I said, what's this? We're not in no war zone.
Right.
You know, automatics, carrying them, bulletproof machine guns.
Well,
bulletproof, come on. You know, people, the average person is pretty decent. It's only a few that's doing this stuff. And you don't have to go around like that. Then you downgrade your president of the United States of America, the one who's putting his life on the line, the one, don't forget, this president has changed things. Things are completely changed when they was before.
Yes.
He's done a lot. Don't downrate your president. You know, he's done a lot. He's sticking his neck out, and nobody's for him. He's trying to do stuff for you. And the people, I'm sorry to say, they're not marching. He said, we can do this.
That's
Remember,
right.
we can do it. That's what he said.
Yes, we can.
And we can. And okay. so he's trying to do it by himself because I see that the American people got pretty, I got my fine car. I don't need this. I got this. I got that. He wants you to be out there protesting. This is the protesting country. You are
right.
free to protest. Even though in Seattle, Washington, they try to have you get permits, which is unconstitutional. Matter of fact, they overturned that, and they're still doing it. And
right.
you people in Seattle are still allowing that? Permit to walk, to march? What is that about? You don't get no permit. You have the freedom to march. You don't need to get no damn permit.
That's right.
But the point is that we have a free country, and sometimes we go to free doom, you know,
right.
And we don't want to do that. That's why this country was put on the principles of God Jesus. You know, Josh, when everybody's in the Christ-like, they know how to act.
They're right.
In divine control, you know. But when you have, you don't want to have laws, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not do this. I mean, everybody in their consciousness know that. Because you have the Ghost Holy. Even without the Holy Ghost, you have that divine siren. You know you shouldn't be killing nobody, gang members.
Right.
You know you shouldn't be robbing nobody. You know you give all kinds of excuses, but you know you shouldn't be doing all these things. It's in everybody's being. Because when you do that, that does something to you.
Yes.
You may try to be hard, saying that, but that closes you down when you do that. When the Ghost Holy tell you that's not right, but when you do something, it tells you it is right. That's the spirit of Jesus in you.
Right.
That's that Holy Ghost knocking on your consciousness. It's always there, baby. My brother's knocking on his head, but it's knocking on your consciousness within you.
That's right.
And it's telling you what's right and what's wrong. And that's what we go by. The Bible is a great book. Remember, the Bible came from the spirit of Jesus, which is within us.
Yes.
So all that information is within you.
Should we worship the Bible?
No.
It came from Jesus.
No, it came from Jesus.
Oh.
The Bible is a good instruction book. I remember our minister said that. It's a good instruction book.
Dr. Miles Monroe.
Yeah, the late Dr. Miles. He said it's a good instruction book. It is.
It
has menus in it. It tells you how to live. It tells you you shouldn't have sex while your woman's on while it's on the period.
Right.
It has what to eat. Not to eat shellfish, not to eat rats, not to eat the pig, you know, because they have all kinds of diseases, and these shellfish and stuff, what they do is filter the water, so they have all kind of poop and stuff, so you eat it in your body, so then your body gets all constipated, all defiled because of that. It tells you how to live. But the Ghost Holy would tell you also within yourself. The Ghost Holy would tell you what's right and what's wrong in the Bible. It'll tell you the truth. It's the Ghost Holy that really revelates to you in your mind, quickening you what it really means and what it says. It's through revelation. That's how these people read this book. They get revelation. How you get revelation? You meditate on Jesus within you.
Yes.
And when you meditate on Jesus within you, it will tell you all things, what to eat, what not to eat, not to take those pills that's all man-made and it's going to mess you up. Eat natural good food that Jesus made. He created it. Like when you eat the whole orange, you know, that white stuff on it, that keeps your gums from bleeding, you know.
Right.
It's all kinds of stuff. Jesus is intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
He's intelligent. He knows what to make in everything. We, man, we think, oh, we can cross this with this. We can do this. We can do that. Then you mess things up.
Right.
But eat things that Jesus made. He made things, you know, divine. Everything is divine that he made for us to eat, you know. And that's where you come into the laws of Jesus. Living the principles. Spending time with Jesus every day. Every day you spend time, just like you spend time to eat. You should be taking a shower. We know how some these people are not taking showers. What are they doing? They just they say, oh, I can just take it 3 times a day. No, water is divine.
Oh, you mean 3 times a week?
3 times a week.
Uh-huh.
Muslims take, I think, 3 times a day,
yeah,
I should say.
Yeah, 3 times a day.
And other people, and it's not wrong to do that. You should at least take my brothers, one day. One shower a day.
At least
one shower a day. This 3 a week, I know I had some kids in my house. Oh, well, we only take it. I said, no. We take it every day.
That's
we
right.
don't take it once a week. When you stay with us, you take it every day. That's a divine health law of Jesus. You know, that is like the spirit of God in physical form.
Amen. Yes, that water.
The water is physical.
Yes.
You know, it's like the staff of life
in
the physical form. And the Holy Ghost is the spiritual form, you know. So that's how important water is. Water is very important to drink, to wash your body, to wash everything, your clothes. We couldn't live without it. You know, it's very essential, especially in the good old USA. You have no excuse when you have running water, everything. I see people come from other countries, like some people came from Africa. She barely could take a bath. They didn't have bath water in some of those countries.
Right.
So they came over here. She was like, whoa, you know, taking a bath. She was like overjoyed. And here we take it for granted. I think, hey, I'm for the people of nature. Remember, this planet was built for human beings.
Yes.
You know, Jesus knows what he's doing. He built it for human beings of this planet, you know, and he loves us. And we need to worship him as well as the Ghost Holy.
That's right.
It's okay. It's legal to do that, especially Christian churches. Let's get with it. You keep saying, Father, Father Allah Jehovah has nothing to do with this planet. That's what the truth is. He has nothing to do with it. He's gave it all. He said all the angels worship Jesus. All the humans. It says it right over there in Hebrews, what my brother wrote. It tells you everybody should worship Jah Jesus.
That's right.
And then it tells you from that, hey, Jah Jesus tell you, hey, get the Holy Ghost and start worshiping the Ghost Holy. And then you'll be free.
Yes.
You don't have to go to a church day and night and give the pimps your money and they getting rich and you getting poor. Come on, wake up.
That's right.
You know, they don't want to hear. It's the truth. The truth will set you free, my loving brothers.
I eat a Klondike to that, baby. Mm. I tell you, sweethearts, it is really a realistic truth that Jesus Christ is worthy of worship. I hear the Christian churches on the television and various places. Oh, we need a revival. We need a revival. I'm here. We're here. We're talking about Jesus Christ. We worship Jesus Christ. That's why they hate the president of America, President Barack Hussein Jesus Obama. Now, his official name, like I said before, Barack Hussein Obama. I threw that Jesus in there because he worships Jesus Christ. And he came out boldly and said, I praise Jesus every Sunday, and I pray to Jesus every night. Now, people learn how to hate him. What they're really doing, they're hating themselves and they're hating Jesus Christ. Because you cannot hate in any degree. It is illegal on this planet to hate. When the loving Lord Jesus Christ gave his blood sacrifice life, allow people to go through life and to give them a chance to repent and can change and transform their lives. So this guy, Jesus Christ, is major. This is his planet. He owns this planet. He's the creator of it and of other gazillions of worlds that he done made. And the Holy Spirit is under his administration, and Jesus Christ, he said, from my jurisdiction does this power come, and God the Father sanctioned it. Now, who can miss it? Who can go against it? You see, Jesus Christ is the bright and morning star, the root and offspring of David.
You got that right.
He's called the lily of the valley, and he's just everything. He's so glorified. He's so exalted by. And so we should really be in love. Now, you heard our sense of humor earlier for those who tripping out. Oh, that's sweetie. He's over there. The smoking dope. No, that was a sense of humor. Wake up, sweetheart. Wake up, people. You know, I'm humbly proud to say I never in my life on this planetary system has ever smoked a blunt.
I know they didn't believe that, my brother.
I hope so. Right,
would
actually say, oh, he's smoking on the air right now. We can't see him. He's on that radio. He's blowing because he made that noise. He's doing a charge right now.
We do. I don't want to interrupt my brother. We do a lot of sense of humor here.
Yes.
So you got to learn to discern between that.
Right.
Like my brother said, people just turn on. They say, oh, he's smoking dope. Oh, you know, no, no, no.
Right.
My brother, we don't smoke dope. So we're just playing. We have a sense of humor. Believe me, the Father has a lot of sense of humor.
That's what we get
Jesus,
from.
Oh, man. It's just all kinds of stuff going on.
Yes.
And John Jesus, too. Different personality, you know, different beings, but sense of humor. It's not a hardcore judgment. They have just a lot of fun.
That's right. You hit that right on the nose, baby. Because see, when you have fun with Jesus and the Father, it's joyful. Christianity is joyful when you live in it in the right way. When you understand the truth of Christ, the energy. When you understand that this intelligence lives in us. This divine Holy Spirit fire dwells in physical temples. You see, the Bible says it in the book of Corinthians and throughout scrolls. It says, know ye not your body is temple of Holy Spirit, which we have of Jesus Christ? Now just think, we got the most protective power in the universe, the most glorious force of love, the power that wakes us up in the morning, the power that keeps our fingers moving, our thumbs are going on our noses, our brain waves, the heartbeat. Every dance step you take is intelligently moved by the power of Holy Ghost. You see, so therefore, we live and move and have our being in Holy Ghost energy. Because without this divine power, we cannot survive. We cannot escalate. We cannot be motivated. We cannot consecrate if we didn't have the will to glorify the Holy Spirit of love. This divine Christ light, sweetheart, this John J. Susie direct Christ light, I tell you, it's dynamic. It is real. It's a thrill for real, for real. It is intelligent love. He lives in us. We are married to this great light. And the good news, the kingdom of Christ is in us now. In the book of Matthew 24 chapter, and in the book of Luke, 17 chapter, says the kingdom of Christ does not come with observation. You see, why? Because the king liveth inside a temple. You heard my loving sweetheart brother. He told you that Jesus Christ Almighty lives inside our physical bodies. That's why we can stay young forever, because we live inside of Jesus Christ, and then we allow Jesus Christ to live inside of us. You see, everybody is living inside the Holy Spirit, but everybody is not allowing the Holy Spirit to live in them. You'll get that before the Super Bowl kickoff on next Sunday. It'll hit you. It'll come to you. I'll say it again. All of us live inside of Holy Spirit, but all of the people do not allow Holy Spirit to live inside of them. Because when you allow and welcome Holy Spirit, sacred power, to live inside of your temple, you give free reign. He lives within. He don't force himself within you. You have to open up. And once you open up and allow that happy, jubilant, healthy spirit live inside, it's easy to stop eating lobster and crab and shrimp and pork and rat and mouse and mosquitoes. You see, it is through the power. If you said you can't do it, all things are possible through the Christ. You can do all things through the Christ light energy. There's nothing that we can't do. You don't even have to put cayenne pepper in your eyes to get healing. You see, it's through the Christ light. I heard somebody had to they experienced some cayenne in their eyes. Did you hear about that?
Really? You heard somebody say that?
Yeah.
What did they do?
Well, they took the cayenne pepper, and they were told to put it in their eyes so they can come seeing. Kind of like my condition, and they put it in the eye, and it burned. At first, they put it in there, and this ain't nothing. They put some more in there. Oh, this ain't nothing, Jesus. Next thing you know, it's hot, Jesus. It's hot. This is very hot. You know who that person was? The very one talking to you now. That was me. Yeah, you see, somebody told me. They said, yeah, I heard of three people that put cayenne pepper, and then they came seeing. So I said, let me try it, because I want to see. I want to have sight. Then I remember the words of Jesus. Can you glow for me? Can you live in your blindness for my glory? And he asked me that back in December, and I didn't answer him right away because I didn't want to. I'll be honest with you. I had Jesus wait till January, Martin Luther King Day, January 19, 2015. A month later, I said, okay, Jesus, you win. So when I accepted it, it's like I'll be singing. I know I'll be singing because I'm praising the Holy Ghost. And I know that the Holy Ghost is an almighty power inside of me, inside of you. And so I trust that power. I had a guy that I know in the United States of America, in Washington State, he told me more than four times, and he smokes boo. He said, you will come sing. He said, you have faith, I got faith, you will come sing again. I said, I know, baby. I shall come sing again. So you see, people even that smoke a blunt know that I'm going to come sing again. And they really do smoke a blunt. That ain't no April Fool's right there. Now, for me, it's April Fool's. I don't smoke a blunt. But this guy, no, he's cool, but he smokes that blunt. I mean, he inhaled it real good, you see. But he knows he got the faith that I will be seen. So you see, the power is not in the cayenne. It's in the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, not that Jesus can't use that as a, you know, because he told somebody to jump in the lake, jump in the river for about seven times, and they came seeing. Then in another case, Jesus spit in the guy's eye with the mud and rubbed the mud and the clay in his eye. That can be done. I heard a French guy said in the land of Hawaii, he said if you go into salt water and you rub the sand in your eyes, it helps you see. I believe that because Jesus proved it when he told the guy to jump in the pool of Siloam. You know, salt water over there in Israel, and he came seeing. So you see, the power of Jesus Christ works wonders. What are we about? What is this? What's the purpose of Son of God University? It's to show you freedom, sweetheart. It's to show you, to direct you to direct Christ light. When you talk to the direct Christ, like my sweetheart brother said, you are in freedom indeed. You cannot go wrong because you got your feet on the solid pathway of light. And you praise this Holy Spirit love, light, and you give glory to the power that lives inside of you. Remember, Christ in you, hope of glory. Colossians 1st chapter, verse 26 and 27. It said, this mystery was hid before the foundation of the world. But those that were gung-ho, desirous, they found it. Like our brother Enoch of old, the first of the seven spirits of Almighty God. He found it way back then. The enthusiasm. It is through enthusiasm that you're transfigured. It's through enthusiasm you receive the Holy Spirit. And when you get the Holy Spirit, you can be transfigured. The book of Acts. What were you thinking of, my brother?
I was thinking about Enoch when he got transfigured. Man, it was hardcore. See, he had to go to the Father. He went up to those heavens, and those angels was taking him. He was the seven angels. They say, pray for me. Enoch, he said, you should be praying for me. I'm going before the Father. He was fearful.
Yes, he was.
Man, he went up there. Those angels left him and zoomed out of there. He was up there with all of Jehovah by himself.
Right.
It was no joke. See, he was the first one. He had to go through the fire. We have it easy now.
Oh, yeah. We go through Christ.
Jesus Christ. It's not hardcore. He was the first initiator.
Yes.
It was hardcore.
Yes, it was. Yeah, because he was in that. Because when he went up there, he said, because it's recorded in the books of Enoch, he said, I was standing before Jehovah God, and the sparks emanated from his face. He said the face of the Lord Jehovah was very awful and powerful and glorious at the same time, but it burns. It's heavy duty. It's no joke. So I'm glad he was the first spirit, not me. You know, I'd rather be at the end because we're in the age of Jesus Christ.
He was in that age, man. That was something else.
Yes. That's right, baby. So we love you, sweethearts, and we just hope that you just keep on praising Jesus Christ and stay excited as we are the canon and just keep giving glory and worship. Repent of your sins. You done did wrong. You talk to the Son of God and ask him to forgive you for your sins. And Jesus Christ is anxiously ready to forgive you for all that you have done wrong, and he will instantly forgive you as you trust in him. The power, the love, the jubilation, and then you ask for the Holy Spirit, the power of love and energy. That's the power that keeps you young. It keeps you strong. It protects you from bites and everything in life and from any kind of negativity or any kind of negative being. I tell you, it protects you from bombs, from missiles, even from gunshots. I experienced it. I experienced it quite a bit under the protection of the Almighty. I experienced when a bullet shot and hit me, a 38 gun, it hit my stomach, and it bounced off and broke. Why? Because I got a 6-pack and an 8-pack? No, it's beyond that. It's Christ, the living Christ life, the Holy Spirit of promise, sweetheart. I encourage you, we encourage you, get with it and pray for the glory of the Seattle Seahawks to take that Super Bowl title. We're going to have a second year of victory and success, and we're in love with all of you, and we even love the New England Patriots. But we know that Seahawks are the best team on the planetary system, on the planet Earth.
Jah Jesus, baby. Peace be with you.
Shalom.